Hey, welcome back to hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our conversation's going to continue with Charles Davis, the president of the NFL Alumni Association. The next generation of sports talk is here. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation radio shows are live and on demand. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And perhaps you don't have an Android or iOS device. You can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. Just as a disclaimer, app functions require internet connectivity. Normal data rates apply. Visit sbnationradio.com/app for more information. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to not only my show, but all of our amazing hosts right here at our network at podcastarena.com. Well, Charlie, how excited are you about Super Bowl 51? It's going to be right here in Houston. The countdown is on.
I am just extremely excited about the Super Bowl coming here, and certainly Super Bowl 51. It has some special meaning from the standpoint. I'll tell you, that was the year I was born, 51. I don't mind telling anybody that.
Sure, okay.
The thing about it is we've had a Super Bowl before, back in 04, and it was one of the best Super Bowls that I've ever attended or been, you know, a part of other than the one I played in. Houston has a perfect layout for a Super Bowl, and I think we've done it once. We saw some deficiencies, and they weren't really deficiencies then. It's just ways that we can improve and make it better and possibly make it more inclusive. Because the Super Bowl, we look at it as a corporate event, more or less. It's expensive. The tickets are expensive. So there will be some events where we can incorporate the arts and music and some of the local flavor and get everybody kind of excited and jazzed and be a part of it.
You are listening to the voice of the president of the NFL Alumni Association right here in Houston. Charlie Davis is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And so give us an update on what you're up to now. Tell us about your responsibilities as being the president of the NFL Alumni Association chapter. I mean, what are some of those special community projects that you guys are working on and focusing on?
Well, our motto basically is caring for kids and caring for our own, meaning the ex-player. We have some alumni players that some do very well, some do okay, and some just kind of hide out. And we're trying to get all the guys to come out. We got all kind of benefits and things in place for them, but we can't, you know, assist them until we educate them. And part of this whole education process is to try to smooth out their transition back to everyday life. And that's a pet peeve of mine, to get the participation from as many guys as possible. You know, we were told that we have probably close to 650, 700 guys within a 100-mile or 50-mile radius of Houston.
Wow. Okay, just time for about one more question with Charlie Davis, the president of the NFL Alumni Association, the chapter right here in Houston. Of course, played 7 seasons in the NFL, of course, not only with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but with the Cardinals. He is a Super Bowl champion and, in fact, was a member of the Steelers' very first Super Bowl. So give us just a hit, if you're comfortable with it, you know, your reaction, big news this week, hot button topic to quarterback Colin Kaepernick, his decision to sit during the national anthem. Do you agree or disagree? It is something that's at the forefront nationally right now. What's your perspective?
One of the things, at first, I thought, what an idiot. I thought, okay, first of all, everybody has rights. You got to think of who afforded those rights and what country. There's no way you should dishonor your country, your flag. And so I don't see it so much as a problem for, as an issue. Other than we have an issue with leadership, and I have to go back to the commissioner. You know, playing football in the NFL, you have rights, and that's what Kaepernick is, his right. But as celebrities and leaders, you have duty, and it's his duty to lead. Now, choosing to lead in that method, I don't agree with it. That's just plain and simple.
Hey, Charlie Davis has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And always, you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. We have certainly got you covered. What an honor, Charlie, to have you on our program. We wish you continued success, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
That, of course, was the president of the NFL Alumni Association right here in Houston. Charles Davis had a terrific career in the NFL, played 7 seasons, of course, for the Steelers and the Cardinals. I want to thank all of my amazing guests this evening right here, the all-new SB Nation Radio. Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated, Joe Person, the Carolina Panthers beat writer with the Charlotte Observer, Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State football beat writer, Brian Lee Young, the founder and managing editor of a popular website, Virginia Cavaliers site, that of course is streakingthelawn.com. And always one of my favorites. What a great way to kick off our show tonight with James Hale, the host of Total Sports, as we are set for kickoff. That's right, Saturday morning, 11 o'clock kickoff at NRG Stadium with Houston and the Oklahoma Sooners. Always love when James Hale is with us on our program. And as a reminder, for all of your favorite SB Nation radio shows, live or on demand, right from your smart device, search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or an iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show, right here at SB Nation Radio.